morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy, welcome to the big show.
Hey, I'm proud to be here now.
Right, man.
Proud to be here. I just got out of the shower. Uh-huh. I'm about bust to be.
All right. Uh-oh, Jackie's picturing you naked. We don't need that.
Oh.
Hey, we're fixing to drag up and go up. Hey, Beach Club is a very popular place in Cleveland, Missouri. Oh. And my dad plays cards there every day.
All right, get in the card game.
There you go.
All right. All right,
yeah.
Let's go.
Well, it sounds like you got a full schedule, so we'll make this quick.
Yeah, I'm proud to be here now.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'm Adam. It is Wednesday. It is the first day of December.
Ooh.
And look at all Santa's little helpers filling up the Big Show studio. John Boy and Billy. Pillars that say pillars, you say clap. Yeah! Good morning, Marcy Tater Moran.
Well, good morning.
Randall. Jackie. And Andy behind a glass making things happen here.
They said, hey!
All right. John Boy's Stuff Daily Giveaway as I continue to clean out over 20 years of junk, good stuff, and crap all piled in together in mine and Billy's office.
This is why you're such a great spokesman.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I told him selling the sizzle. He's very good at that. Yeah.
I told him he needed to call it Win John Boy's Crap, because that way when you can, you know, he would say, be sure to register for my daily crap.
So you see, that would be.
Well. On the weekly giveaway, of course, you know, the daily stuff, you got to win one of our four contests to get qualified for this. And by the way, today, a box of presidential M&M candies from Air Force One during the George W. Bush administration. All the M&Ms are still in there. It was from our White House broadcast, October 30th, 02.
Oh, was that for giveaway?
Yeah, that's my daily.
Well, you got the wrappers anyway.
I told you, bro, it's only 19 years old, I think. They keep. And it sounds
what,
like.
What, you think he wouldn't eat that?
Shaking them that they're not melted. So it's pretty cool. And the weekly stuff, you can go online and register for that. And this is not crap at all here, man. We got some cool Christmas stuff. How about a Sam Bass collectible die-cast race car 03 Christmas edition still in the package. It is beautiful work.
That was good, all except for, this is not crap at all.
That's the tagline, I think. Not crap at all.
And today, you ready to celebrate, Pillars? It's National Pie Day.
Free pie!
I just love it. Yes, pie lovers across the United States, enjoy a slice of your favorite.
Free pie!
I'm not exactly sure where the free pie
is.
Yeah,
it's not free pie day, so be sure to check with your server. Yeah.
Free pie!
And it's National Eat a Red Apple Day as well.
Free pie!
I don't know.
All right,
we're going to
finish this up.
Free pie!
All right, now we got our 3 days in this are saved up. We got our first prize back out and get you ready to play Outburst and win Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack out the door today, a Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. Spending time with family and friends during the holidays has never been more important. For nearly 100 years, Mount Olive Pickle Company has been part of holiday traditions, and our customers are the reason we are committed to excellence. Thank you from the Mount Olive Pickle Company family. Also, that audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, by our very own Jeff Pillars, available now at jeffpillarsbooks.com. Pillars, dive into that here a little bit at the top of next hour and find out about you got going for the holidays. All right, well, here's our 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories so we can win all this cool stuff. 1913, the first automobile service station in the U.S. opened in Pittsburgh. The 24-hour driving station was owned by Gulf Oil and featured free crankcase service. The station sold 30 gallons of gas on its first day.
Not bad for like six cars in the country.
Right. 1988, NBC bid a record $401 million to capture rights to the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. They would then triple cast part of it on pay-per-view. The experiment bombed.
Yep. Remember NBC Blue, NBC Red?
That's right, man. Mm-hmm. All right. And by the way, yes, Winter Olympics this year. Well, next year. Coming up very soon.
Okay. I'm not sure. Not as soon as he thought.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Probably not going to circle back with you on that one.
All right. And finally, on this date, 1994, former TV evangelist Jim Baker spent his first full day of freedom after time in prison. It was a halfway house. It was on house arrest for bilking followers of his PTL ministry right down the street. All right. Well, there you go. There's categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, you toll free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Good Wednesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day, Evelyn's first Zoom meeting.
It doesn't go well.
Find the stuff at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get the winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Charles from Alexis, North Carolina. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, man, we good. All right. Out of Alexis. I wonder how many smart things just woke up.
What?
Alexis. You know, you call her.
It's Alexa.
It's Alexa, so I'm guessing none.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're calling a car.
Right, or a stripper.
Yeah. So, all right, then. Okay, well,
that
good.
That was a close one.
That was close. Job, all right. Though. All right, Charles, we're glad you made it in here, buddy. Let's get you through the categories. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
In 5 seconds, three things done at a full-service gas station. Ready, go.
Oh, let's see. They check your oil. They can clean your windows and pump some gas.
Yeah, they can. Now, been there, done that.
There's one state, I think, where it's still illegal to have self-service gas.
Is that
so
right?
So that's the only state there's full-service gas attendance.
Oh,
yo,
look at that. That'd be another Jeopardy question down the line. Don't tell us right now.
Okay.
All right, Charles, here we go, buddy. Three ways to watch sports. Ready, go.
Oh, you can watch them live on pay-per-view and old-fashioned free TV.
That's it. And you say, Alexis, show me the ball game.
No, again, it's Alexis.
Whatever. All right, here we go, Charles.
You got it, honey.
For the win, three famous TV evangelists, past or present. Ready, go.
Oral Roberts, Jim Baker, and Jerry Falwell.
And there is Charles. From Alexis. Brendan Charles, you got the Mount Olive Pickled Prize Pack. You got Pillar's audio book, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, a collection of Christmas tales by Jeb Pillar's, available at jebpillarsbooks.com, and your first name in a hat with this presidential box of M&Ms from Air Force One.
Could he do that?
Back in the day. 19-year-old presidential M&Ms.
Again, probably not the way to sell that.
They melt in your box, not in your head.
Oh, they're still fresh, you can hear. Okay, all right. Giles, good work, buddy. You hang on for Jackie.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. First Christmas special of the year, and that'll put us about 20 minutes away of a brand new edition of Dumb Crook News. Good Wednesday morning, December the 1st. Big Show's on the radio. Let the fun Christmas specials begin.
Every so often, an artist comes along that captures in song the true spirit of Christmas. Now that hallowed tradition lives on.
Cause here he comes, the hardest working man in snow business, the godfather of Noel, Mr. James Brown.
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, y'all. All is bright. See the virgin, honey child. It's Christmas time, y'all. Let's go wild.
Woo! Yes, a James Brown Christmas song.
Come on.
The two-record set that puts the soul in your white Christmas.
Christmas time. And you better watch out. Better not cry now. Better not pout. Telling you why, yeah. Santa's got a brand new bag.
Why be good for Christmas when you can be bad? Start rocking your stocking with a James Brown Christmas.
Wow, hack the hairy angel sing. Glory to that newborn king.
Christmas in America.
I feel broke.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, about 20 minutes away from Tatertainment News, and right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listeners, and the address will follow this report. A Columbus, Mississippi man robbed a bank and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash, which he took back to the home of his girlfriend, asking her to put it in a safe place for him. Well, where's the safest place to put a big wad of cash? A bank, of course. When the unsuspecting girlfriend arrived to make her deposit, police were still on the scene investigating the robbery.
Wow, she jumped right on it, didn't she?
An alert teller noticed a woman was trying to deposit the exact amount that had just been stolen and tipped off the investigators, who went to her house and arrested her boyfriend.
Wow, right?
Oh, God. An East St. Louis, Illinois man on trial in a drug case told the judge he had secured a federal copyright on his name and was charging the court a fee each time the name was used during the trial. The defendant says the judge and a public defender used his name 302 times, and the court owes him royalties of $500,000. The U.S. Copyright Office quickly shot down the plan, saying it does not allow proper names to be legally copyrighted.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Dum-Dum, was it?
I don't have a plan. A man stopped for speeding in Alliance, Ohio, may also hold a world record for driving on an expired license. During the traffic stop, the police officer was amazed to see the man's license had expired in October of 1969.
Whoa.
The elderly motorist told a cop he never renewed his license after it expired because he can't see very well and rarely drives. Police in Algarve, Portugal, received reports from four women who were victims of a phone scammer. The women said a caller said he was a doctor offering free breast examinations using a revolutionary new scanner mounted on an orbiting satellite. Mm-hmm. Well, the women were instructed to strip to the waist and stand outside or in a window so the satellite could see them.
So sure, it makes sense so far.
Well, apparently the caller was the one doing the scanning. The doctor called victims back a few minutes later and gave them a report that was a little heavier on sexual fantasies than medical information.
I'm surprised that four different women fell for this.
Oh, my sister would fall for it right away. She'll take her top off for anything.
A man serving a life sentence in an Alberta, Canada prison attempted a daring escape by crawling into the building's ventilation system. The convict became hopelessly lost in the ductwork and spent the next several weeks crawling around looking for a way out.
What?
Yes, he survived on small amounts of food and water slipped to him by sympathetic inmates in various parts of the prison. Officials finally found the would-be escapee 2 months and 30 pounds lighter.
Wow.
He was moved to a new cell that has no ductwork.
You need to come with me there, Shawshank. Holy moly.
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah. Police in Slidell, Louisiana say a drive-by shooting ended badly, not for the target, but for the shooters. The gunman completely missed the target's house, with half of the bullets striking objects inside the moving car.
Whoa.
One of which was the kneecap of a passenger in the back seat.
What is this, the Mr. Magoo gang?
A man in Alhambra, California, took 9 bank employees hostage and demanded $50,000 for their release. During the standoff, the man released several of the hostages as a gesture of good faith. So shortly after the suspect began negotiating his surrender, the rest of the hostages slipped quietly out a bathroom window, leaving the bank robber completely alone in the bank. Hmm. According to one officer, there he was on the phone, and he kind of looked around and realized he had no hostages left. Well, then the man quickly surrendered to police. An arrest warrant was issued for a 19-year-old Miami, Florida man after he allegedly shot and wounded a friend in an argument over a woman. Police caught up with him in a rather unlikely location inside the Dade County Courthouse. The man had been called for jury duty and was taken into custody while sitting in a waiting room with hundreds of other prospective jurors.
You know, if you don't show up, you can get in big trouble.
And finally, 3 cigar-loving burglars in New Zealand drew up a careful plan to clean out a tobacco shop. The men cut the building's wiring to deactivate the store's burglar alarm, then went inside and began helping themselves. The trio were shocked to find local police waiting for them as they left the store with their loot. Seems the burglar alarm they had disconnected actually belonged to the store next door. If you got Dumb Crook News, mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. You can email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. All right, man. Y'all on the internet, is that the first time y'all have heard Googable? Did I just come up with a new one?
I think it's the first time it's ever been used. Yeah.
See, well, probably because Google ain't something, but Google is. But so you said Google. Googable.
Is it Googable?
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it, nothing else but that from now on.
Did you Google it?
All right. Well, I've said a lot of stupid stuff about the internet over the years.
No.
And y'all been making fun
all
of it.
All of which is also Googable.
So I finally come up with something y'all ain't heard for.
Yeah.
How about that? Real good. All right. Gee, I would go home, but I've still got half a show to go.
Well, you could Googleable some things up to see what to, you know, to fill the time.
Hey, don't be stepping on my new word. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Wednesday, December the 1st. All right, going to play John Boy Jeopardy here in less than 20 minutes. A box of awesome up for grabs and that audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, with Jeff Pillars. Ever Pillars tell a story. So you did this on audiobook, and then people win it, and you can. So why don't you explain that to me?
That's an excellent question, John Boy. Stupid idiot. Well, about 2 years ago, I retired from acting in film and television because my wife's disabled now, and I can't be away. I mean, I have to be there to take care of the farm. Right. So I had to find a creative outlet. One night when I was going through all my files, I came across all these treatments and pitches that I had created over the years. When I got done with it, I had like 200.
Wow.
And
wow.
Some of them were short stories set at Christmas. And I thought, well, I'm just going to compile those. Mm-hmm. And the good news is, before I go any further, is that now it's being looked at as a limited run series for next year.
Oh, wow.
For the holidays. Yeah. I've got two different streaming services looking at it. Uh-huh. But what it is, it's just 8 short stories. It's about 3 hours worth of audio. And the reason I did it in audio, truthfully, is because so many people asked for that with House of Goodbyes, which I'm recording right now. And also, unless the people that hear the podcast overseas get it much easier than they could the book.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, but it's let me just – I've got a quick paragraph here. This is from a story called I'll Be Home for Christmas.
All right.
It's about an elderly woman in a nursing home getting ready to go home for Christmas. She was tired, worn out from all the excitement. She made a cup of tea and sat in her favorite chair. As she recalled all the glorious memories of home, she thought about all the ones who wouldn't be there. Her husband, 2 brothers, a sister, her parents. Oh, she loved her parents. They always made Christmas so special. She always tried to do the same when she became a mother. But that memory was bittersweet. And even though it was so long ago, she remembered the night she lost her son. He was only 10, and so close to Christmas. She often looked at his picture and wondered what it'd be like all grown up. She still had the presents she'd gotten for him that year. They were carefully stored in the attic at home. Home. She'd be there soon. And that's all that mattered. She'd finally be home for Christmas. Right on time of the last 2 seconds, you idiot.
Perfect.
Who are you, Jackie?
Just his music.
But there's all different kinds. There's a couple supernatural ones. There's a couple broad comedies. There's a romantic comedy.
Uh-huh.
But they all have happy endings, and it's uplifting. It's inspirational. The people that have already gotten it just love it. So I'm very
awesome,
pleased.
Man. It's going all right. Well, y'all can check it out online, jeffpillarsbooks.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. We go to we get a winner, and the winner gets a personalized box of awesome. It's a mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. No matter what you're into, we got you covered, and 90% of it is from a small up-and-coming brand just in time for the holidays. Check it out, boxofawesome.com. You can also go to BigShow.com, click on the Box of Awesome banner, get 20% off your first monthly box with code JBB. You can skip a box a month. You can cancel any time. It is a Box of Awesome. Check it out at BigShow.com. Also, we got the audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, a collection of Christmas tales by Jeff Pillars. Available now at jeffpillarsbooks.com. And when my daily stuff, it is a box of presidential M&M candies from Air Force One during the George Bush administration. All the M&Ms are still in there.
So a box of It Was Awesome at One Time, we're not sure now.
Remember y'all put it in my pocket when I was sidling up to y'all so you could keep up with me when I would walk like the tic-tac?
Right. The sidewalk, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so it works. It made it through 19 years. And they can be yours.
That's been in your pocket for 19 years?
All right, there you go. We'll play board in minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. And here's Marcy Tater Moran.
I appreciate that. Looking at what's opening nationwide in theaters this weekend, National Champions. This is a movie about college football players who strike, saying they won't compete until all student athletes are fairly compensated. And it's starring J.K. Simmons, Timothy Oliphant, Alexander Ludwig, just to name a few.
How about that? Timmy Oliphant, Justified.
Yeah.
I guess he's been playing a coach or something.
Yeah, he's one of the guys.
J.K. Simmons is the guy that's the head coach, which I think is a great choice. He seems like a great head coach.
So this definitely is fiction.
Such a great actor,
yeah.
J.K.
Simmons. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But topical, right? But topical.
Y'all let me know about that.
All right. Also opening up, Being the Ricardos. This is starring Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem and J.K. Simmons.
As like Ricky and Lucy Ricardo.
Ricky and Lucy, yes.
And J.K. Wow. Simmons is playing Fred Mertz.
Nice.
That's not a joke. He is. Wow. And you see the trailer and you go, oh, I'm going to watch it just for that.
I saw an early trailer. He wasn't in it, like a teaser trailer. I did not know he was doing Fred Mertz.
That's got one
great.
Where he goes,
Homer Simpson.
Oh, Rick.
That's perfect.
And he says it just, and you go, oh, gosh, great.
Fred Mertz.
Yeah, so Being the Ricardos is a behind-the-scene drama revealing a glimpse of the couple's complex romantic and professional relationship.
This is one of those ones that's going to be on one of the streaming channels fairly soon.
Yeah. I heard old Ricky was a horn dog. Like when Barbara Eden guest starred out there, like he was just all over. It was like really uncomfortable.
He was Cuban, very passionate.
I'm not going to be home. She's going to show me the bottle.
I read some stuff about their relationship. It was tumultuous.
The movie they need to make is about Fred Nethel.
Fred Nethel
Martin. He hated her.
Yeah, I've read that too.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah. I mean, it was brutal.
Detested her presence. Her presence irritated him.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I wonder if that's going to be in this movie.
I hope there's some of it.
I thought Fred was just grumpy all the time, but now that makes sense. He really wasn't acting.
I think I'm crabby. It's because this old bat.
Tiger Woods is in the news. He did an interview with Golf Digest saying that his comeback is really slow from the February car crash, and he will never be 100%, he said.
Yeah, that's just his comeback to life. His comeback to golf is way down the road, and he will probably never play professionally again is one of the things he kind of...
Yeah, he told the Digest that, realistically, he'll play the PGA Tour one day, but never full-time ever again. Mm-hmm. Maybe just pick and choose. Yeah.
Right, you know, just maybe some majors or something like that.
But it's amazing he survived that crash.
Oh, man, that's wild.
So, let's see. Dr. Oz is getting into politics. He is running for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
Perfect. Perfect. He's perfect for politics.
So he hasn't confirmed it, but TMZ is being told that he's made media purchases and is spending a lot of money getting his campaign together.
Republican or Democrat? Does it say?
It didn't say.
He's running on the gas bag party.
on that. So also in politics, Matthew McConaughey announced that he will not run for Texas governor.
Okay.
So that is not going to happen.
No way.
Been learning a lot, but I'm not going to do it.
He got so smart, he realized he was too smart to run.
So the White House is all decorated up. Jill Biden, First Lady, has been working hard. They have 41 trees up, 78,750 lights, and gifts from the heart is the theme. So she had over 100 volunteers that have been working, decking the halls for the holidays. There's 10,000 ornaments, 300 candles. It's just fabulous.
I saw the big Fraser fir from North Carolina.
It was grown by Rusty and Bo Estes.
All right, way to go, Rusty and Bo.
Yeah, three-time winners of the National Christmas Tree Association's 2021 Grand Championship, and this marks the 13th tree from North Carolina, from the growers of North Carolina, to serve as the official White House Christmas tree.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah.
You got us some trees. Didn't your brother use a Christmas tree to propose to his...
Yep. He sure did.
How about saying our trees can be romantic?
Watauga.
Get right up there under them. Sniff them. Smell them.
And then cut them down. Yes.
And we're still talking about the trees, right?
You're making this a lot creepier than it needs to be.
While you're sniffing and smelling, they'd appreciate it if you'd buy one.
Yeah. All right. And just a couple quick things from the athletic department. Michael Strahan's going to space.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I have this on good authority. I won't say who sent it to me, but I have heard that NASA actually gave thought to sending Big Bird up to the space station in costume.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they decided that, no, that's
maybe
not
that's not a good idea.
Maybe to get kids interested in going to space, I guess.
But that would be a funny shot.
Yeah, that would be.
It'd be your chance to be an astronaut.
Yep. So Jeff Bezos, he invited Michael Strahan to go, and he's going to do it. And he's also going to accompany Laura Shepherd Churchley, who is the daughter of Alan Shepard, the first American in space, and the namesake of Bezos' rocket, the new Shepard rocket.
So.
Okay. And Shaquille O'Neal.
They should call it the Austin Powers. I'm telling you, everybody's already thinking
about that. And Shaquille O'Neal in the news. He's suing a company that he tried to do business with, a cannabis company. He's suing the owners of a cannabis company he invested in 5 years ago. He and his fellow plaintiff say they gave the company $150,000 but never saw a dime in return. And the company apparently never pursued any licenses or produced any product. So in 2018, Shaq threatened to sue them. So the company agreed to pay back the money in $10,000 increments. But Shaq says they never even did that. So now he's suing for more than $1 million, which would cover his initial investment, interest, and the estimated profits that he should have received.
So this is a dope deal gone bad that's going to end up in court rather than in the gun
That's
battle.
Right. It's what happens when it goes legal. That was according
and
to
that's
TMZ.
That's why he invested in all those pizza places. He was getting ready, man. And
now,
the whole thing's falling apart.
I really like Shaq. He's savvy. Too, I heard that he will hold once a year at his mansion. He'll invite all of these companies and representatives to the mansion. He wine and dines them and then tells them why they should hire him to do it. And like the general is always there, you know, and his general commercials are awesome.
He's about on everything.
He is about on everything.
Yep,
so
out there moving around, poor big guy.
Yeah, I learned something from him. All right, y'all. That's it.
Thank you, baby. All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We said, not sure where they're hiding them, but believe it or not, there are 8 times more of these in the U.S. than there are cars.
Parking spaces.
That's what it was, parking spaces. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Don't take our word for it. Count them. If you're healthy and in the average, you'll do this between 14 and 23 times today.
Does it involve waving a middle finger in rush hour traffic?
No. A lot of us are easygoing when we're on the road.
Yeah, us.
1-800-BIN-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. December the 1st, big shows on the radio. And our video today brought to you by Nichols Store at Rock Hill, South Carolina, your hunting headquarters. Evelyn's first Zoom meeting. Yeah, she ain't no little brightest light bulb in the drawer. But she's good to look at. Check it out. See what I mean. TheBigShow.com.
I'm not sure what I mean.
That's what we call selling the sizzle.
Sharpest light bulb.
Sorry. Oh, boy. Well, right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's the Unbelievable Jeopardy. And now, a man who kind of sounds like Evelyn at every Zoom meeting that he has ever been part of, he's John Boy.
Let's say to Julie out of Rock Hill, South Carolina. Good morning, Julie.
Hey, hey, hey.
Julie, welcome. All right, baby. Well, let's see what you got. Don't take our word for it, Julie. Count them. If you're healthy and in the average, you'll do this between 14 and 23 times today.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Let's see.
7 is set.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
but good job.
That's a lot of happy birthday to use.
Julie, we appreciate you playing. Baby, you have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right, baby. Bye-bye. Let's go to Pat in Decatur, Tennessee. Good morning, Pat.
Good Well, good morning. How are you, honey?
We all good, baby. Welcome.
Uh-oh.
All right.
This one seems a little too friendly.
All right. All right. Glad you got in here, Pat. Well, let's see what you got. If you're healthy and in the average, you'll do this between 14 and 23 times today.
Well, me being a Southern lady, I would never do it. But I'm going to guess pass gas.
Ah, is it pass gas?
Southern is that?
Yes, it is.
Woo-hoo!
Luckily, you might have friends that do that. Pat, good work, baby. You got the personalized mix of unique products from boxofawesome.com. We will send you your box in the mail. Want to tell our listeners, go to bigshow.com, click on the Box of Awesome banner, get 20% off your first monthly box with code JBB. So you got that, Pat, and your name is in
awesome.
A hat for this
now
box of presidential. Wait a minute, I'm selling the sizzle here, Pat.
Oh, I don't know.
I got a box of presidential M&Ms. The George Bush administration, all the M&Ms are still in there. His box has never been opened. I've kept it for 19 years.
Now, do you want me to tell you what you knocked her out of saying?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. What did I knock you out of saying, Pat?
She said, well, now you go put yourself in a box and send yourself.
And send it to me.
See?
Oh, she was hitting on me.
Yeah.
She's firing on you.
She digs you, man.
You think that box of M&Ms makes weird noises.
All right. Well, Pat, thank you very much.
Well, been a while.
I thought I still had it.
Don't leave him in the closet for 19 years, please.
Y'all just missed that. He said, I thought I still had it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't miss it. Yeah.
All right, Pat, you hang over, Jackie.
I will. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this December the 1st. Then, less than 20 minutes, we Axite.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
People, can you feel it? Love's in my hair. People, what? Can you feel it?
No.
Love's in my hair.
Love is everywhere.
I think I came from that new movie. Love's in my hair.
Love is everywhere.
I know, man. I love this.
Chronic lyricosis. It can strike anyone at any age. Its victims think they know the lyrics to popular songs, completely unaware that they're completely clueless.
Bring me an iron lung.
What?
Bring me an iron lung.
No.
Was he in an accident?
No, it's...
Iron lung.
Higher love.
Yeah.
Chronic lyricosis strikes its victims without warning, but it also takes a terrible toll on friends and loved ones.
Bacon carrot biscuits every day.
What?
Bacon carrot biscuits.
Bacon carrot biscuits.
Bacon
no.
carrot biscuits.
Hey.
It's all right. Bacon carrot biscuits and waiting on a pie. Look out.
No. Hey. Taking care of business.
I know. Understand about indigestion. I don't care if
what?
It gets me high.
No.
People living in constipation. All I want is to have a piece of pie.
Peace of mind.
I know. I sure am hungry.
There's no cure yet, but there is hope. Through research funded by your gifts to the American Chronic Lyricosis Society.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
What?
Yeah. Call the headlight.
price down at Howie's.
What the?
Lays it down a sheet and Leonard.
No.
A sheet of Leonard.
No.
You
no,
had a business day today.
You got it all wrong.
That Bernie Taupin, man.
No, no.
Call me closer, Tony Danza.
It's not Tony Danza.
Yeah, he's been a boxer.
It's Tiny Dancer.
Got the headlights down at Michelle Marbell. Someday, monkey, play piano song.
What?
Play piano song.
No. It's some it's French.
Yeah, French monkey. Huh?
Send your tax-deductible contribution to the American Chronic Lyricosis Society, 915 East 4th Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204. Hurry, an idiot may be waiting.
I got two chickens to paralyze. Won't you pack a bag of leaves tonight? I've got two chickens to paralyze.
What?
Won't you pack a bag of leaves tonight? Chickens to paralyze. Yeah.
No.
John Boy and Billy.
I wish I had a voice like that, being on radio.
We need some better radio voices.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Wednesday, December the 1st. Remember last year, big hoo-ha all about the baby's cold outside. You can't play that. It's sexist or something. It was some ism that they had a problem with, even though it was
hoo-ha like a ism, I believe it is.
Like an unmarried couple.
I mean, okay, so right? See, the song is about a guy slipping a Mickey to a girl who's wanting to leave, and now she can't because...
He didn't slip a Mickey to a girl?
What's in this drink?
What's in this drink? Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But
yeah.
They were married.
No.
The couple that wrote the song were married.
Yeah, that's
and
what
they
I meant.
Used to perform it at parties, but that's a different deal.
In real life.
And by the way, if you are married and your wife wants to leave, it's still not cool to slip her a Mickey.
Well, gonna pick on every little thing. Well, we had Jackie and Ike is cold outside yesterday.
So that one didn't get weird at all.
But today, you only get weird in 20 minutes. Ricky B and Phil McCracken sing Baby It's Cold
now
Outside.
That's Baby It's Cold Outside.
There you go. So hang on for that. Okay. But right now, it's time to Axe Ike.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Axite. No, Patrick, no, damn it, no, hell no. No mistletoe belt buckle in the studio. That I saw 15 minutes ago. Put a sprig of it on the back of your, on the back of the belt loop there. That's where I went. Hip up, son. Yeah. The place to go for all the 411 you need for all your, what you call, intrapersonal relationshipacies. Dig this. Hey, Ike. I don't have a question. I just need you to set my boss straight. A month ago, he told everyone that I like trashy girls. That's not true. I like dirty girls. It wouldn't be so bad if it had been just a few people, but he's a radio personality, and a couple million people heard it. Not to mention all the people who listen to that stupid podcast. I don't dare correct him because he's got a hair trigger and doesn't like to be corrected. I need you to save my reputation and set the record straight. Signed, F.J. Illerspay. Huh? Parts unknown. Damn foreigner.
F.J. Illerspay. Okay.
Dear F.J. Damn. Sound like your boss is one of them real buttholes. I bet he's a cracker too. Figures. The truth is, a lot of them damn DJ types are them, what you call, egomaniacs. They lean heavy on their little catchphraseology, try to make you think they just some happy-go-lucky good old boy. But in realitation, they is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and go seek employment elsewhere if you don't like how we do things around. But I will set the record straight for you. Whether or not Boss Man likes it, trashy and dirty is two damn different things. Let me preach on it. Now. For those uneducated in the ways of feminine identification, dirty and trashy ain't nowhere near the same thing. Lazy people and, you know, them who ain't getting none, tend to clumpify all those subtractical categorologies into one group. Take just dirty and trashy, fool. There's sleazy, squirrely, clingy, filthy, and dopey. It's like the seven dwarves of Bad Girls. Now, let's start with the trashy girls. And surprise, that is not the first time I ever said that. Can I get a witness? High five! Most important thing to know about the trashy girls is they have no standards. None. If she's alone but you got a friend with you, giddy up. If you alone and she got a friend with her, same game, player. Whoever, wherever, however, no charge. Now, I'm not saying that's bad. It just depends on how dyspepteric you is and how good your health coverage be. Because, damn, you is going home with something other than memories. Could be anything ranging from scabies to rabies. Can I get a witness? Yeah. But dirty girls, now, they is different. Just because they dirty don't mean they ain't pickety. They is crazy methodological. They know exactly what they want, how they want it, and who they want it with. If you ain't what they're looking for, don't get depressificated. Get back in line, my brother, because tomorrow you might just be on the menu. Dirty girls have a wide variety of what you call appetizers. Skinny guys one day, fat boys the next, old dudes, young cats, web feet, mohawk, lazy eye. Her life is a sexable smorgasbord. But that ain't what makes them dirty, brother. I'll just say, don't go into a hibbity-jibbity session expectorating the same old lame old. Only a sucker would go in blind. Dirty girls know what they doing, brother. If they haven't done it all and seen it all by the time they cross your path, guess what? You about to be a goonie pig, baby. You're going to be sitting there ready to get to making bacon, and she opens a bag and takes out rubber gloves, a can of WD-40, a box of frilly toothpicks, a bottle of goat's milk, a bag of marbles, a pair of tongs, and a Richard Nixon mask. Yikes. If the next words out of your damn mouth ain't, man, what's up with that, man? You is as bad as she is. In the honorable mention category, we got sleazy. Now, she can be found in the bad part of town and only in bars where most of the sign is burnt out. Squirrely is one of them weirdos that like to get freaky in dangerous places like roofs, train tracks, and the Clinton compound. Clingy, she is trouble. Even if you think it's a one-off in a truck stop bathroom, in her mind, you is in love and about to get married. Filthy is easily identified by her lack of hygienies. No matter when you meet her, it's been at least a month since she's been in the tub. Yeah. This girl got the worms on the outside. Question, riddle me this. What has two boobies and flies? The filthy girl. Word. And bringing up the rear is dopey. She believe anything you tell her. You really are beautiful. Or you're my very first. Or I'm sure you'll make a great vice president. And the more outrageous the lie, the easier she is. I always break out the I'm Batman line. You'd be surprised what a gal's willing to do for Batman. To the bat trampoline! Ha ha! So hang in there, FJ. We'll set your boss straight, even though correcting is something he hates. Dirty and trashy sure ain't the same thing. Anyone who thinks that is a damn ding-a-ling. Use the info I give you, and I hope that it helps. And be sure to rate your skeezers over on the Yelps. There's lots of shows out there who could use some class, so man up and stick your boot in a crack of his ass. This is Ike.
A.K.A. Batman. Peace out.
If you want to ask Ike, mail to Ask Ike, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C., 28219.
No, put your pants on. Take the belt buckle off. Yo, morning, rednecks. This is your pompadus of love, Ike Turner, enjoying the hell out of my retirement, drinking malt liquor, eating Viennese, and when I get to jonesing for a cracker to go with it, I tune in to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. FYI, I done lost my appetite for crackers.
This is Big Show on the radio for you Wednesday, December the 1st. And you listen to the broadcast right now. You can't catch it all, but we got that figured out for you. It's the John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast every weekday after the broadcast. Give Randy about an hour, hour and a half, and he'll have that podcast up for you.
Put it all right here, Lord. I can take it.
Yeah, now, boy. Everything you need is right there at thebigshow.com. And you can go ahead and register. It'll automatically download when it's ready in your mobile devices. If you listen to the podcast right now, I'll say thank you for your service. We got a bunch of military around the world to catch the Big Show. We'll get an update how many millions we got downloads so far, man. It's real cool. And make sure to tell family and friends, away from radio, can't hear the Big Show. You can Monday through Friday. The John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up the easiest way for you to win. It's the current events quiz. Take C, get an Astera Lab CBD variety pack. You heard of all the great benefits of CBD. Now's the best time to try. Buy it for yourself or make it the perfect holiday gift. Get 65% off using code JBB at checkout while supplies last. Must be 18 to win. Also, your name will go into the hat for my daily stuff. It's a box of presidential M&Ms from Air Force One, October 30th, 2002. Never been opened. It'll be a nice experiment to see how long M&Ms keep and how they taste. I don't guess I should suggest you eat 19-year-old M&Ms.
But if you do, would you please follow up with us?
We need the video of the day, if you don't mind.
Right.
Well, yesterday we premiered one of our classics here on the Big Show, Baby It's Cold Outside, Jackie and Ike. Today, let's try to keep the tradition going with new versions. We're doubling down, man. Here's Ricky B and Phil Mack.
I really can't stay.
But Ricky, it's cold outside.
On the counter, you're gay.
But Ricky, it's cold outside.
I just stopped by.
Pardon me if
with
I'm
your
blunt.
Pizza pie.
Aren't you that little pizza runt?
Lucy will start to wonder.
What is this bell I'm
if I'm
under?
Late, she'll really be sore.
Women can be such a
so
bore.
So really, I should be
my, that suit's so tight.
She'll think I'm running around with some whore.
Oh boy, I think that I'm gonna score.
Don't know what you think.
Ricky, it's bad out there.
I ain't wearing pink.
Tell me who does your hair.
Can't figure out why.
I'm not gonna lie.
You think I'm queer.
You've got the cutest little ring.
I'm telling you, no means no,
Gooch,
sir.
That tushy closer.
So scared I think that I'm gonna cry.
Is that a tiny tear in your eye?
I really can't stay.
Ricky, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside. Please. please unlock the door.
But Ricky, it's warm inside.
I done asked you before.
True love can't be denied.
I can't be more clear.
How about another beer?
I'm very straight.
I'll help you change this must be fate.
Don't wanna give up on female.
Don't bore me with
church
detail.
Might do you some good.
Not as much as I think you could.
The cold can cause guy shrinking.
You look like Peter Dinklage.
Maybe you should give back my key.
Only if you stay pretty, please.
It's getting real dark.
Ricky, you'll surely freeze.
And I'm double parked.
Oh, Ricky, you're such a tease.
So sorry your plan.
You really should try
has
a
been a bust.
In film a crack in me, you can trust.
You're kind of a lousy,
you adorable little.
Stop chasing me around a tree.
Hold on a second, I gotta pee.
I really ain't gay.
That all can be worked out.
Oh, but it's cold. Oh, but it's cold outside.
All right, yeah, okay, can't get worse. Let's see. Keep it going. Come on, man, let's play the current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
A surprising behind-the-scenes fact about self-driving car technology.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line you take, see you will win. We play next. Good Wednesday morning, December the 1st, Big Show's on the radio. Video today, Evelyn's first Zoom meeting. Check it out, make a day to visit thebigshow.com.
Do I have something in my teeth?
That's a funny little deal.
I would want that meeting to go on all day long.
I know. Please don't tell her.
That's so funny, y'all. Check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, Pimp Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee!
Yay! Yay. And let's say hey to Nathan from Kilgore, Texas. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. Hi, Nate. Listen to Bidlin Win.
Well, we all know companies from Tesla to Ford to Uber are working on self-driving cars nowadays. And if you're not sure you can trust a computer to drive you to work, you're not alone. So, how do you teach a car to make split-second decisions on the road? Well, get this. Some self-drive programmers are actually using video games to help. The director of a company that trains artificial intelligence systems for self-driving cars says they use everything from Super Mario Kart to Grand Theft Auto to simulate unpredictable road scenarios and teach the automatic car how to respond. One technology writer says the Grand Theft Auto connection could lead to a future where we see a headline like A, self-driving Corvette gets speeding ticket, B, bank robber's getaway car does its own driving, or C, Google Street View truck beats up hooker.
I'm going to have to go with C.
Dynamo, there you go. Doing, man.
I don't know if Grand Theft Auto is the game I'd want
no,
for training my car.
All right, Nathan, you got the Astera Labs CBD variety pack and your name and a half with a box of presidential M&M candies from Air Force One during the George Bush administration. All the M&Ms are still in there.
As far as you know.
Hang on, buddy.
Okay.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our pre-Christmas visit with Gary Ho-Ho-Hoey. Hang on, boy. good Wednesday morning, December the 1st. The Big Show is on the radio, headed toward Christmas time. And as always, man, actually, for the last 26 years, we catch up with Gary Ho Ho Hoey. That's him rocking out right there. Here he is on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, friends. How are you?
Oh, man, good. Wait a minute. I almost hung up on you. Okay, now I'm better. All right, buddy. Merry Christmas, Gary. Man, I was just looking at that. I can't believe 26 years ago you released your first Christmas CD, Gary Ho Ho Hoy. You believe that, man?
No, I can't. Actually, it's crazy to think it's been 26 years, and so many times I've had hanging out with you guys in the studio, you know, over the years, playing the music. And, you know, it's great to be a part of people's tradition. I just never thought it would go this far. And we played a few shows this week, and people were just so excited to be back out seeing live music. It's an honor, man.
That's it, man. So Gary is currently on his 2021 Ho Ho Hoy Rockin' Holiday Tour. You can go to GaryHoey.com, get the tour itinerary, see when he's going to be near you. And we talked about that. And, of course, I want to tell our listeners, as always, once again, Gary will be giving away an autographed Fender guitar on Christmas Day. You can also go to GaryHoey.com to register for that. And how many years has that been? How many guitars you gone through there, Gary?
I think we started it about 15 years ago. My son, it was his idea. He's like, Dad, you should give a guitar away on Christmas Day every year. And so we started doing it. And so many people, you know, have wanted to start playing. And this one is like a red metal flake. It looks very Christmassy. And so we have it on the site. And I actually did a little video playing it. It actually sounds really good. And someone's going to win it. And I'm also going to throw in a live Zoom lesson so I can hang out with them, show them stuff online, and do it in person.
Because you do a lot of teaching online, especially the virtual teaching and stuff. And you do like a master class, right?
Yes, I actually do a master class with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. I love teaching. You know, I love mentoring people, giving them a chance to get into music. And, you know, the internet, even like the fact a year and a half we were off the road, I was doing a lot of live streaming and just playing for people because we were stuck.
Yeah.
Man, that's something. Gary, I wonder how many kids have started playing the guitar because of you. Because, man, you talk about that. You've been on the Big Show 25, 26 years, and we play your Christmas tunes. That's just something about it. And I know I've met several that said, man, they got inspired to learn to play the guitar because of you. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool, man.
Oh, thanks. You know what? I have been inspired by so many people, and I passed it on because I run into people on the road all the time, you know, that come up to me and they'll be like, you know, man, you inspired me to start playing and you're, you know, you're the reason I get into this or that and the effects and how I use my guitar. And it's always great. I mean, I always give them a guitar pick, give them some inspiration because you never know who, you know, you might be somebody's hero one day, you know, where they're looking at you going, hey, man. So I'm, you know, I'm respectful and I'm happy to meet these people, especially now we can come out and hang out with everybody and make it fun.
That is so neat, man. So you go to GaryHoey.com. Make sure you register. Be qualified for that Fender guitar to be given away on Christmas. You can get your – oh, man, you got to see about your Rock Legends cruise that you're going to be going on in February. Let's see who's on that cruise with you there. Performing Arts, Deep Purple, Styx, Don Felder, Randy Bachman, Lita Ford, Warrant the Outlaws, Don McLean, Eric Gales, among many, many more. That's pretty cool. You've been doing this for a while, too, haven't you, Gary?
Yeah, man. We've done probably over 5 cruises now, and it was off last year. It's back this year.
Right.
Just a great experience. If you're a music lover, you want to see, like, all these different bands. My good friend Lita Ford and I host an all-star jam on Saturday night where we get, like, people from all the different bands to come and play. And you never know what's going to happen. Last time we had Robbie Krieger from The Doors, right?
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden Sebastian Bach shows up from Skid Row. And they're doing, you know, he's like, you know, and there's Sebastian Bach, you know, with a glass of red wine and he's singing Keep Your Eyes on the Road. It's just hilarious and it's fun, you know.
My butt is cold. Sitting right there, man. And of course, man, that's the thing I love about Christmas time, getting to play your stuff. We use a lot of Gary stuff as our bumper band music. Mm-hmm. I like that, man. Yep. And I say then on social media. Okay, so your free guitar tips and instructions. So Gary's website, Gary Ho Hoy. Ho Ho. No, wait, let me get it right because you have to be specific.
Yeah, it's very, very literal.
Gary Hoey. That's Hoey, by the way. Right. GaryHoey.com. For Facebook, Gary Hoey official page. On Twitter, at Gary Hoey Band. And on Instagram, at Gary Hoey. That was cool. Okay. Hey, man, Gary, how old is your boy now, man?
My son, he just turned 20, and he's out in Nashville. Going to Belmont University. Go figure, he's studying music, right?
Nice.
And he's doing great, man. He's such a great guitarist. He's really been playing a lot and enjoying it since he was a little kid. But he's really focused out there and just loving it, man.
Man, that is so neat. Well, Gary, Merry Christmas to you. Hope you have a great one. And y'all, go to GaryHoey.com and find out when his holiday tour is coming near you. And be sure to register for that Fender guitar on Christmas. And we'll be enjoying your music as always this year, buddy. And maybe next year we'll be able to get you back in the studio and we'll hang out for a while.
Well, man, that would be a dream for me because it's been too long. I'd love to come and hang out with you guys and just play some music and enjoy it. It would be amazing. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Gary. Thank you, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Man, I miss you. All the best.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Well, our favorite 100-year-old has stopped by to pay us a visit. Welcome back to the big show, Nerval T. Wheeler. What has you out and about today there, partner?
Hey, John Boy. Truth be told, I come in for a cup of coffee. My dad burned coffee machines on the blink.
Well, you could have just stopped at the gas station.
You know what them fellas want for a cup of coffee? Some places almost $2. Getting coffee here only cost me some time and having to listen to you knuckleheads crack wise. I'd say we're even.
All right, so what you toting around there?
Oh, this here is a Christmas present.
Wow, well, it's a little early, but thanks. You shouldn't have.
I didn't. It's not for you. My great-granddaughter gave me this a couple years ago. It's a foreign language course. I listened to it in the truck.
Yeah, that old truck's got a CD player?
Yeah, it's even got a steering wheel. I was born 100 years ago. My truck wasn't.
Right. What language are you learning?
Oh, I tinkered around with lots of different languages for a while. I had a record some year ago. You could play it while you was asleep, and you'd learn Spanish. During the night, the record skipped. The next day, I could stutter in Spanish.
What other languages do you know?
Well, I know a little Hebrew.
Really?
Yeah, he's my tax guy.
Good one, Nerval.
Thanks. You can use that in one of your little skits there. Right now, I'm dabbling a mite in Mandarin.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah. Well, I think the lady at the place where I get my egg rolls is making wisecracks about me. I want to find out. I think most folks would do well to learn a new language, especially politicians. Be nice if I'd learn how to speak truth.
Well, I don't think I could ever learn another language,
Nerval. Oh, come on now. Come on, John Boy. Don't be so hard on yourself. That's our job. If a parent can do it, you sure can, probably.
Well, I sense a story.
Yeah. Well, it was a long time ago. My mother was living alone after my daddy passed, and I wanted to get something to keep her company. I went to a pet shop over there in the city and took a look around. The owner come up and see what I was looking for, and I told him the situation. He says, well, now I got just the thing. This here parrot speaks 5 different languages. She'll have a ball with it. So I made the arrangements to have that parrot delivered tomorrow. A few days later, I stopped by, and I says, hey, how'd you like that parrot? And she says, oh, it was delicious. I said, Mom, that parrot spoke 5 different languages. She says, well, it should have said something.
You have the best stories.
And you have the best coffee.
Really?
Nope, but the price is right. Well, listen, I got to get to be getting. It's okay if I get me a refill.
Of course it is.
Well, you keep your gun oil and your saddle greased and holler if you need me. What? Go now? Go now? Okay. Good morning. Stan Higgins here. Nothing makes my day like a chance to pop in on John Boy and Billy here on The Big Show. But I don't come here just to see them. I'm not a gay. I come here for the eye candy. Babs, Jackie, and Thader. And Daddy's got a sweet tooth. How was that?
Good morning, it's Big Show on the Radio, Wednesday, December the 1st, headed toward Christmas time. Gotta catch up with our buddy Gary Ho-Ho-Hoey. About 25, 30 minutes ago, them good old rocking Christmas tunes. Yeah, man, it's popped in a bunch of y'all's minds. Want to hear the Grinch song? Yeah, we got to do that every year. This is by the Whirling Dervishes. A lot of people said thought it might have been Gary.
No.
Doing this deal.
Very cool.
Whirling Dervishes. Let's enjoy the Grinch song here on The Big Show.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. As cuddly as a cactus, as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Between the choice of the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, you get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. Liquid Performance products also available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Also, this morning's stuff is a box of presidential M&Ms from Air Force One during the George Bush administration. Get away that pack of matches yesterday from Air Force One. It's 19-year-old box of M&Ms.
That's right, folks. You heard right. The nationally syndicated John Boy and Billy Show are giving away matches and M&Ms.
Stolen matches and M&Ms.
U.S. presidential seal matches and M&Ms from Air Force One. All right. I look like Kurt Russell in that movie, moving around Air Force One.
The one where he plays Santa Claus?
All right, anyway, hang on. We'll play in minutes. Let's get what to watch from the desk of Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tata Moran.
All right, well, we're going to take a look at the top of the weekend box office. Encanto, the new Disney animated family film, pulled in $40 million.
Wow.
And it grabbed the top slot in its first week. So Thanksgiving was very good to Disney.
Do you know what that means, what the word means? Encanto?
I don't know for sure. I think it's like a family in somewhere in Central America is what the story is about.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, I thought like it was a foreign word.
Yeah.
I must have been right.
You are right. You are right.
All right, all right.
Ghostbusters Afterlife drops from number one to number
two. Now, what does that one mean?
Afterlife. House of Gucci with Jared Leto and Al Pacino and Lady Gaga opened up at the third spot.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel's Eternals came in at number four. And opening at fifth place, Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, a reboot based on the zombie shoot 'em up video game series.
Okay.
It's a long title. Resident Evil, like Welcome to Raccoon City.
It's not, I think that was the name of Raccoon the city where it takes place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. God, with the questions. Hey, two new shows trending on Disney Plus. Hawkeye has Jeremy Renner back.
Hawkeye.
What did I say wrong?
Yes, he's converted to Judaism, apparently.
He just kind of hawked one up there.
I was hard on my H
Hawkeye.
There.
No, it's Hawkeye, right?
Yeah.
Hawkeye, right? Okay, it's Hawkeye. Mm. Jeremy Renner. Anything? Am I okay on Renner?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. He's back as the bow and arrow guy from the Avengers.
Ah, so it is Hawkeye.
Yeah. It is.
It's not about a pawn shop.
No.
Hawkeye.
You're hogging.
Anyway, for those who want to watch this, this time out, he's trying to protect a young female fan from danger so he can get home in time for Christmas with his family.
Help me, Hawkeye. You're my only hope.
You know they love you.
Hua, hua, hua. And for Beatle fans, yes, I have one more. I like to be tortured.
Hard day's night?
Nope, it's Get Back. A three-part documentary series about the recording sessions that turned into the Let It Be album, including an extended version of the legendary rooftop concert in London.
Because they shot days and days of footage, and they basically went through and said, we're going to show as much of what this was really like as possible.
Right.
So it's very different from what you're used to.
Yeah. Have you seen it yet?
I have seen the first episode. It's three episodes, and they're really long. It's like they're 2 hours a piece, so it's like three movies.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Block out some time if you're going to
Okay. And that's the Beatles. Get back, and what is that on?
Hawkeye. They're both on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
My son watched it. He said his favorite moment of the whole thing was watching a whole studio full of people trying to tell Ringo Starr how to play the drums.
Oh, that was a big problem.
Yes.
On a couple of songs, they actually brought in a studio musician to play the drums because they couldn't get Ringo to get in time.
Oh, Ringo.
Yeah. He has his own style.
Oh,
it worked.
Mad.
It worked.
This is bull hockey.
All right. That's a wrap, my friends.
Thank you very much, Tate.
Friends.
Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All righty. And by the way, it was Harrison Ford, not Kurt Russell.
That was where the confusion was.
You are just like him.
Right.
All right, now we're ready for Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, humming through your hump day. Our video today, Evelyn's first Zoom meeting. Sound like Evelyn, Billy.
What's wrong? Why is everybody laughing?
She's about 18 years old, too, yeah.
Check it out, get your laugh, thebigshow.com. And you got to win a contest, win my daily stuff, but you don't have to. All you got to do to win the weekly stuff is go to thebigshow.com, see it right there, and register this week. a Sam Bass collectible diecast 03 Christmas edition car.
Okay.
No, the one that drove in the ditch.
It's worth edition. More. It's worth more because it's got a misprint.
Right. fine. Set my M&Ms aside. Don't smush them.
I'm telling you, you better let them put those in a box because, you know.
Well, we got to concentrate. Let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Marcus from McIntyre, Georgia. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
Morning. And we got Noah from Wichita, Kansas. Good morning, Noah.
How's it going?
Doing good, buddy. Welcome. All right, boys, so the teams is Noah, Tater, and Randy. Marcus, John Boy, and Billy. We'll do two rounds, 30 seconds each. Good luck, boys. So, Noah, you're going to relax, and me and Marcus going to give you something to shoot for. Are you ready, Marcus?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, start the clock now. When kids look up to you, you're a blank model.
Roll.
Yes, rhymes with it. You dig for?
Go.
No, black.
Oh.
No, West Virginia, blank miner.
Coal.
Yeah, coal. Yeah. All right, rhymes with it. You got it and you didn't pay for it. You blanked it.
Stole.
Yeah. All right, a camel has one of these on his back.
Hump.
Yeah. All right, a blank pen you write with.
Ink.
Yeah. Okay, guys, do this with three balls.
What's
the
juggle?
He said it too late.
Yeah, way too late. Yeah. But what a setup. Billy and I both are just holding our tongues.
Let it go.
So, throw juggle out. You didn't get that, right? So, right. Marcus, you did get a 5 on the board. Good work.
A question about the rules. All right. So, the word was stole. Mm-hmm. If I had given the clue, past tense of steal.
That would have been good, you know.
Yeah. It's okay to do that.
Because steal jumped in my head, but I didn't have time to think about it.
All right, just wanted to know.
So I just skip by.
Because you know how things are when they jump into the head.
Yeah.
It takes them a while to get where they're going.
Okay, so 5 for Marcus, and now Noah and Tater for their round one, okay? You ready, Noah?
Let's do it.
And go.
The big ape, King blank.
Could you repeat that?
The big ape. King blank.
King Kong?
Yeah, there you go. Yes. A blank of bread. It comes in a...
Slice.
No, the whole thing.
Loaf.
Yep.
Yeah.
Loaf. When you make a cake, you want it to be kind of wet. So they say it's what?
Instead,
moist. Yes. Yes. Moist. You wrap this around your neck and hang.
A scarf.
No, hang.
Nude?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
You could, but you can only do it once.
Yes.
Yeah. It's more colorful.
Yeah.
Y'all got a 4 on the board, so Marcus leads 5-4 going into round 2. Marcus, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
See, Noah's collecting on 2x2. That's why it's 4.
I am ready. All right.
Okay. Ready, Marcus, ready, go.
You play this instrument in church, not a piano, but a what?
Organ.
Yep, there you go. Let's see. Freedom of the blank. Newspapers always talk about freedom of the...
Press.
Yep. Press.
Let's see. This is a blanket made of different colored squares. Like your grandma might make.
Patch.
A patchwork. Yes, there you go.
Well.
All right. He steals cattle. He's a cattle what?
Rustler.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Let's see. If you get a bad cut on your forehead, you might have to get some of these.
Stitches.
Jeez. There you go.
All right, well, good work, boys. Put a 5 on a 5, a total of 10 for Marcus.
Nice. So, all right.
Noah and Randy, 6 will tie, 7 will win.
All right.
Ready, Noah?
Let's try it.
And go.
If you load your pickup with 2,000 pounds, how much does it weigh?
A ton.
Yep. You're not pretty. You're the opposite.
Ugly.
Yep. That dog, don't pet him. He's very, very mean. He, in fact, is...
Vicious?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so this is what you drink to hydrate yourself, H2O.
Water.
Yeah.
Water.
You do this when you're tired. Oh,
please.
Oh, no, come on. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, you won. Okay, when you're fighting, it's another word for fighting.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, if you would have got argue, that would have been a tie. Came up one short. Marcus wins 10-9. But
man, that was
good run at it. Noah, And you too, Randy.
Well, thanks.
You know, it's so weird when the word yawn comes up because everybody makes the same weird,
I know,
not yawn sounding noise.
You just do it quick. They can't see us. It's radio.
Right. Well, there's a Noah in Wichita, Kansas. You can try again anytime, buddy. We appreciate you playing.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Thank you. And Marcus down in McIntyre, Georgia, your big old prize pack coming your way. And last name in the hat for the presidential box of M&Ms from Air Force One. All right?
All right.
All right, buddy, bud.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. Hey, see, we got Joe Maples.
There's another one of those weird words.
I know, full of
did Joe. You talk to Hanson over the holidays?
Joe Maples off the John Boy Millen Facebook page. Stater says, how about Rayford pouring out all his whiskey? Thanks. Love you guys. All right. Now, what was that one?
I want to say it's a Cooking with Rayford.
It is. I think
like
it
the
is.
First
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. It's a holiday classic.
It's not the first one. It's one of those afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, hang on. Joel, we think we know what you're talking about. And this coming up next. Shows on the radio Wednesday morning, December the 1st. Classic bit request of the day from Joel Maples. Off to John Boy Miller Facebook page. Here you go, Joel.
And now it's time for Cooking with Rayford with your host, Robert D. Rayford.
No. Woman, I ain't got time to argue with you about it right now. I got to record my program. All right, just hold on.
Hey, all, it's Rayford. On today's show, a special tribute to my wife. For the last 6 months, she's been trying to get me to clean out the garage. She says, won't you get rid of some of that old liquor you got stashed out there? I have to keep telling her, woman, that's my emergency supply. Hard times might be coming. But in the interest of domestic tranquility, I have agreed to divest myself of some of the cheaper bottles of whiskey in my collection. I'm going to take a bunch of them, open them up, and pour them right down the sink here. What? She don't believe I'm going to do it. I'm going to show. Bottle number one. Let's see here. This is something called Old Coot. This is one of the cheaper brands in my collection. I picked this one up at a little package store down in Saluda, South Carolina. Let's pull the cork out. All right, now we're going to pour the contents down the drain. Oh, except for a one shot glass full, which I'm going to drink as I send it on its way. Here we go. Whew. That is some cheap liquor. All right, now then, bottle number two. Let's see, this is called Mr. South Boston. I got this one up in Virginia somewhere. Let me pull the cork here. Now I will pour the second bottle down the drain with, again, exception of one shot, which I will drink as I send it to its final reward. Here we go. Burn. Alright. Bottle number three. Crappy Hill Special Reserve. I don't really remember where this one come from. Anyway, let me pull the bottle out of the shot and pour this one out, except for one cork full. Uh-oh. I broke it. I need to find me a bigger glass anyway. Oh, here's one. Alright, now I will pull out the sink, and one corkful I will drink, and pour the rest down the bottle. Okay. Yes, indeed. This ain't painful as I thought it was going to be. Okay, bottle number four, five, I forget. Anyway, this one's called... can't quite make out the name of this one. Got some kind of little doohickey floating around in it. Anyway, I will pour the drink from the cork and pour the bottle down the glass as I sink. Drink it. Oh. It's Sorry about that. I fell off my stool. It's dark early this time of year. All right, now we're on the roll. Let's keep going. Bottle number 9. I will pull the bottle out of the cork and drink one sink full out of it as I pour the rest of it down the glory. Yeah. It's fun. Let's do another. Bottle number 17. Let's pull the sink out of the next glass and we pour the cork out of the bottle. Cork the sink with the glass, bottle the drink, and drink the pork. Oh, yeah. All right, let's see what we got so far. Let me hold the house still with one hand, and I will count the bottles and the corks and the glasses. Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 12, it's like 29. And as the house comes by again, let me count one more thing. 15. You know, my wife is going to be so proud of me. And the amazing thing is, didn't hurt a bit. I'm not even really under the affluence of alcohol. In fact, you know, some people might pink, but I feel perfectly fine. In fact, I've never felt so feeling. Oh, we got us a mess here. Let me take these out to the garbage can. I'll clean this up tomorrow. And for you young people out there, remember, don't sink and pour. Who said that? I said that. Happy birthday to you. Raven. This is Raven. Good night. And keep it down. People trying to sleep around here.
Cooking with Rayford is brought to you by a grant from the Jack Daniel's Distillery of Lynchburg, Tennessee, providing sour mash whiskey to Rayfords for over three quarters of a century.
On the radio here a few more minutes. Don't forget, every weekday immediately following the Big Show broadcast is the John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast, the truncated version of the entire Big Show at your fingertips. Got a setup for you at thebigshow.com. That's the easy way to do it. Guess you got a little place where you get all your podcasting. Do it right there as well, right, Ray?
Mm-hmm. You got it right.
You make it sound so naughty.
Crazy. And I'll get weekly stuff. You can register online at thebigshow.com as well. We got a Sam Bass Collectible Diecast 03 Christmas Edition Santa Claus cars. We got some Christmas stuff giving away. And my daily stuff, the box of M&Ms off Air Force One, the George W. Bush administration, goes to... Just waiting for the big... There it is. Wow.
It's not really big, but there it is.
The winner of Outburst, our first contest of the morning, Charles Elmore. Charles from Alexis, North Carolina. You get the M&Ms go along with your Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. All right, we got some pickles, and we got you 19-year-old M&Ms for dessert. All right. y'all, I think we done. Let's get it, Billy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by AnimeInc.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. Big old Thursday time. We love you, and we mean it.
That went slightly better than the worst it could have possibly gone, so hooray.